It is Tuesday morning, and we check in with the City Council of Bloomington, and it's our good friend, the parliamentarian, Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for the weather report.
Yeah, I got to do some work on the weekend, so I might have to put in some overtime this week to help change that up. Nobody likes waiting all weekend, or waiting all week, rather, to get to the weekend and have a washout. But
that's right.
It is Indiana. It does get a little jumpy, as I mentioned. So we'll hope. We'll hope things move on. And as we know, Tim, things can change at the very last minute. And
that's right.
Whether it's forecasts or some legislation that goes on, obviously the big story that was making headlines on Friday and Saturday was the Indiana State Legislature had an amendment stuck into the budget bill that said basically if you're trying to annex stuff between this X date and Y date, it's off, it's done, it's over with, and we'll pick it up down the road. Needless to say, were you surprised when this happened?
Well, if you had a paint a bullseye and on it and say, why are they doing this? Bloomington, Indiana would have been the dead center of the bullseye. So, yeah, it was very specific legislation specifically drawn to sink the annexation process for the city of Bloomington. And, it is what it is. Yeah.
And what it is means that this can't come up again. Is there any recourse for the city?
Well,
we've heard of perhaps legal action. You've been around this game. You've been around annexations. That's why I love talking to you this morning. Tell me some of the options going forward.
Well, this is not has never been done before this way. So basically, the way I understand what the legislation says that if you cannot go through the annexation process if you introduce legislation for annexation after December 31, 2016 through July 1 of 2017. So basically it takes out that window of time where the city of Bloomington, the mayor's office, had proposed going forward with annexation with the city council. And then it extends out that no annexation process can be taken up until, I believe it was, well, it's 5 years. So
yeah,
like
2022.
2022 or something like that. Yeah.
I think that was the final date there. So
basically what they've done is taken away the ability for the city of Bloomington to go through any annexation process whatsoever until the year 2022.
So there was two schools of thought on this. One was annex first, ask questions later, and the other side was ask questions first, annex later.
Yes, I think that's
did
probably
I get, did
correct.
I get that?
But as they point out in today's HT, Mayor Hamilton was following the process that the state legislature has laid out up until the amendment that they inserted into the budget, but has been working with the process as outlined by the state legislature. So, Mayor Hamilton was well within the law of annexation and going through the process as it is laid out by that legislation, and those laws put in our state governance process. So, again, he was well within his right to do that, gave the city council a pretty heavy lift, and to answer your question, where do we go next, I don't know. I just don't know. I would assume that you would have legal recourse, but would that be a wise path to take, considering the way things have unfolded? I probably would, myself, I would counsel not, probably not a good idea. And if you did, you probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't be resolved until 2022 anyway.
You're familiar with how that process to some degree works. And the other thing would be, is there funding to have the legal challenge if that would end up being the route taken?
Well, that would have to come out of the city's general budget. And would that be a wise thing to do? I kind of seriously doubt it. So, I think we are where we are with what the state legislature has done, and I personally, as a council member, I find it very unfortunate that they took that path. very underhanded, and not, you know, when you don't even involve the legislator from the district that is part of Bloomington in the discussions, it's there's something not right about that. So.
Yeah, and the other side of that coin is the discussions not involved with before the annexation process with local leaders at multiple levels. It's kind of, I don't want to say mirroring each other, but it's you can definitely draw some similarities into it. And I guess if you could refresh and hit Control Alt Delete and start over, there would probably be a different way to go about this on all sides, wouldn't you think?
Yes, I think definitely. I think a lot of lessons were learned, and I think the outcome is unfortunate at this point, really.
Now, looking ahead, it's
unfortunate because the state legislature acted in the manner that they did. It was very, very targeted and very unfortunate. And so I guess the bigger, broader question for me is, does that forego any annexation in the state of Indiana until the year 2022?
It's interesting. That's something it would be any annexation that was started between 31 December 2016
exactly.
and July 1, 2017. Yeah. So that would be. So it's supermajority versus supermajority versus supermajorities.
Yeah, and if you extrapolate from the action that the state legislature took, it applies to anything that, not annexation, but they can step up anytime they want and overrule local rules. So it's pretty chilling in a way if you start to think about the aspects of
the reach.
What the reach. And it's from a state legislature who is very offended when the federal government says, you know, we expect you to do this. And they kind of blow a cork up there when that happens. So,
it makes for wonderful viewing, I tell you what.
Yeah.
It's soap opera-esque. But as we move forward, when you look into your crystal ball, is this the first item in 2022 that pops up? Or is this a horse that's ran its race? I know I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire to this, but what do you feel moving forward?
Well, I mean, you know, I think there was general consensus that the islands, 2, 3, 4, I believe, were kind of lost track at this point. But the islands that were surrounded by the city should have been annexed. And I think there was a general feeling that made a lot of sense. I don't think I heard very few people say that was not a good idea. But when you get into areas 1 and 2 I think we were left with 7, so 1, 2, and 7. You know, I think there would have been a lot of discussion, and I think there would have been a lot of amendments to those areas. I'm pretty comfortable in saying that because there was a lot of discussion about those. Area 6, of course, had automatically been taken out, and Area 7 was on the verge of coming forward with petitions that would indicate that they could withstand a remonstrance and not be annexed. So, you know, automatically you'd taken out about 20% of the proposed annexation to begin with, and I suspect there would have been more. So,
thinking of it from that way, if the annexation, and again, you and I are just playing armchair or Monday morning quarterback
exactly.
here. If you had come out and said, "Hey, we just want 1 and 2." 1 and 2 is not even on the thing. Just give us the 3 islands. That's it. And you start there and work your way forward. Do you think you could have drummed up support differently doing it that way?
Well,
Or do you have to go for this in one fell swoop?
From my perspective, I think we're where the strategy probably failed was that it was the extent of the annexation, the going areas 1 through 7. So basically, we had totally encircled the city, and I just think that process was probably so large and so unwieldy that that's what kind of set it in motion to become very contentious. And so,
yeah, affected a lot of people.
Yeah, and so, you know, foregoing what the state legislature did, I think it would have been a very drastically different looking annexation if and when it got to the city council. So, but that's my opinion. So.
That's why we have you on. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning.
Thank you.
He's a city council parliamentarian. You've been doing this you have some perspective. You've been doing it for a while, and we appreciate that opinion. And 2022 comes around. That's 5 years from now. Again, we'll jump off that bridge when we get to that bridge.
Well, it'll be a very different political landscape by that time, too. So, I mean, a lot can happen
Absolutely. A lot can happen in 5 months, let alone 5 years. 5 days. Heck, we saw that last week. Things can spin around and deal with that. Now, the council moving forward, this is off the no vote, no nothing, no anything. Gone,
that
right? Poof.
That is
see
correct.
You later.
It will be off our agenda, and actually the city council president, vice president, myself meet with the administration on Tuesdays to talk about, you know, forthcoming legislation and where we go from here. So we will have more of that conversation today.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then no meeting tomorrow.
That's correct. There's no meeting tomorrow. And then the City Plan Commission was meeting last night talking about updates to the comprehensive plan. So that's moving forward. And
now, what is your role as the council in the comprehensive master plan?
Well, what will happen is as that plan comes forward, the city council will start to adopt components of that plan, so that when we're all finished, we will have adopted the entire, I believe they're calling it the 2040 comprehensive plan. So
yes,
So we will have adopted all of that. The mayor put it on a fast track, so that's coming up. I know there's a couple of things that are coming forward already, which are kind of tangential, but not part of. They're separate from, and that is, I think, accessory dwelling units, which is basically, you know, granny flats. They're looking at that, and they're also looking at another tiny, what do they call them, tiny home subdivision. So,
there you go. Will that be a tiny subdivision or a big tiny subdivision?
Well, I think I think it'd be difficult to do in Bloomington, actually, because the acreage of it, you need so much acreage to do it, and you know, we're down to the fact where we have very little developable land within the city limits. So it's an attempt to do more affordable housing. So,
and the next plan commission meeting will be Wednesday, 6 o'clock in council chambers. That should have been a dead giveaway. You weren't having a meeting.
That's right.
Unless everybody's going to sit next to
As I said, they met last night, and I haven't seen their agenda, so I don't know exactly.
Okay. It says here the Plan Commission's consideration and action on proposed amendments to the draft plan, including opportunity for public to comment on proposed amendments. That is tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Council Chamber, City Hall. The Nat U Hill Room, 5:30, Monday, May 1st. Same thing. But on the final changes, and then Thursday, May 4, 5:30, Nat U Hill Room, adoption of the draft plan as amended at previous hearings. No further changes will be considered at this hearing, only an up or down vote on the draft plan as a whole, including opportunity for public comment on adoption of the draft plan as amended. So there's your three. That's it. Two more to go. And then,
that's right. And then the city council starts to work its way through. So
you're not busy, but you are busy.
Well, we are busy. We met last night. Jack Hockman Social Service Fund met last night and started to discuss the process for allocation of monies this year. We've already met previously and set the rules for this year, received the applications. We received 30 applications this year.
Is that normal, higher, or lower?
It's pretty typical, actually. And the purpose of last night's meeting was to go through those applications and see if there were any that we did not want to hear. And we did eliminate 7 from the 30, so we're down to 23 applications then. So on May 4th, which is a Thursday, in the city council chambers, I believe it's at 5, I've got it right in front of me here somewhere, 5 to 5:30, we will hear presentations from the agencies. I believe it's 5:30. We will hear a five-minute presentation from each of the agencies. In last night's meeting, we developed questions for the agencies that have been selected to go forward, and they will be notified of those questions before the meeting on the 4th of May, and they will then take 5 minutes to answer to make a presentation, answer that or those questions, and then the committee will have the opportunity to also ask the presenter further questions if warranted. So
now, how's the funding for this? This comes from the city, correct?
This is city taxpayer money.
Okay.
This year we have $295,000. The 30 requests came in at a little under $500,000, $459,000. So we've reduced quite a bit of the request, and we're actually pretty close within the $295,000. So I think we can look forward to pretty much funding many of the requests that we have before us. And we do not have to allocate the entire amount. We can set some money aside if we so choose. So, but typically we allocate the entire amount to the various agencies within that have requested and are, requested and submitted applications. So,
excellent. And once that is all sorted out and the final decisions are made, then simply that money goes and stays right here in our community for the betterment of it. And that's the key to all this, isn't it?
That is correct. And what happens is once the committee votes to accept that application and to grant that money, then the agency basically signs a contract with the city, and there's oversight on how that money is spent. So and basically what happens is they're ordering a computer. They order the computer. They submit the bill for that computer to our hand department, and our hand department make sure that they get reimbursed for that purchase. So it's very, there's oversight on the granting process, which is extremely important, again, because this is taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, it should be, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. So we're going to be busy for the next couple of months, maybe the next couple of years, right?
I'm not holding my breath. I'm going to breathe along with you. I'm riding shotgun. I'm in that little, when the motorcycle goes down the street and there's that little car on the side of it there?
Yeah,
that's what I'm riding in. I'm riding shotgun, baby. You're in charge of the heavy lifting in the accelerator. I'm just here to pass along
that.
The information. All right, so no meeting tomorrow night. Obviously, the comprehensive master plan meeting is at 6 o'clock in council chambers. So please be aware of that.
That is correct.
Then you're back. Then next May 3rd would be the next.
May 3rd, 6:30. Yes, and we'll go over the agenda then.
Yes.
But again, we have no legislation. There was no legislation going forward from the last meeting, so there may be a resolution or two in there. Not sure what's cooking.
The graduation resolution, the Mother's Day resolution.
That's right.
Some of the popular ones. Hey, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Great information, good laughs. That's how we like to do it.
Take care.
All right, thanks, Tim. Tim Mayer, City Council parliamentarian, checking in on a Tuesday.